USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The minutes from the recent Federal Reserve meeting offer no hints of potential rate cuts. The summary of the October 31st and November 1st two-day meeting, which were released today, reveals ongoing concerns among officials about the potential for increased inflation. They emphasize the necessity of maintaining a restrictive monetary policy to bring inflation down to the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. President Biden said today that a deal to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas is very close.
Nothing is done until it's done. And we have more to say, we will, but things are looking good at the moment.
Reports suggest that a potential agreement may involve exchanging dozens of women and children hostages for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. A Democrat from New York is expressing regret for what he describes as a regrettable choice of words in reference to Donald Trump. Congressman Daniel Goldman received backlash for asserting that Trump poses a threat to democracy and needs to be eliminated in the course of an interview. In a statement posted on X, Goldman clarified that he unintentionally employed the term and meant to emphasize the significance of preventing Trump from attaining the presidency. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to severe storms and snow. The National Weather Service's Prediction Center highlighted two primary storm systems impacting the U.S., with a particular focus on the South and the East Coast. Hollywood talent agency UTA has parted ways with actress Susan Sarandon following her anti-Jewish remarks at a pro-Palestinian rally in New York City.
There are a lot of people that are afraid of being Jewish at this time and are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country, so often subjected to violence.
The 77-year-old Oscar winner's comments led to her dismissal from UTA, with reports suggesting several staffers at the agency were deeply affected by her statement. This is USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
An oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico has authorities scrambling. We get the latest from Lance Pry.
Officials are looking into an underwater pipeline leak off the coast of Louisiana into the Gulf of Mexico. First reports indicate more than 1 million gallons of oil has spilled into the Gulf of Mexico. The Coast Guard confirmed the Third Coast Midstream Pipeline has an oil slick 3 to 4 miles wide, about 19 miles off the shore. The pipeline has been shut down and several agencies are looking into the source of the leak.
Following a landslide in southeast Alaska, one person has died and others are missing. The Department of Public Safety reported that 3 homes were in the path of that landslide. Authorities are cautioning people to stay away from the area to mitigate the risk of additional landslides. Some residents are being urged to evacuate. The celebration of ozone layer recovery might be premature, as a recent study in Nature Communications challenges the widely accepted view. Contrary to predictions, the ozone layer has reportedly decreased by a quarter since 2004, casting doubt on the anticipated return to 1980s levels within 20 years, as suggested by a UN-backed study. Google Maps is introducing a revamped color scheme, with roadways now appearing in shades of gray instead of white and yellow. Parks and grassy areas are a slightly brighter green, while water will now be turned into a more turquoise blue. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.